The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
All right, here's a phrase that I myself use a lot. Conspicuous by its absence. In other words, you notice that something is missing. If I were suddenly gone from the show tomorrow with no explanation whatsoever, I would be conspicuous by my absence. If anyone in the media... Now, actually, let me take that back. If there was suddenly someone else here tomorrow and nobody explained why, that would be very conspicuous. With a TV anchor, they could have a fill-in for a couple of weeks before a TV news anchor, before someone's like, hey, where did they go? I mean, pretty soon they would notice, because usually they say, I'm blah, 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 has the night off. And if they didn't say that, and the station didn't promote the new host, people would start wondering. Now, if there was no show here tomorrow, well, that would be extremely conspicuous by its absence. Hey, what are they doing? Sometimes things, though, disappear, especially if you knew about them, but they weren't a direct part of your life. If you knew they were out there, here's an example. A TV show that you didn't really watch gets canceled. It was popular, but you didn't watch it, and it gets canceled. And have you ever had that happen to you? Oh, really? That hasn't been on for like a year? Well, I didn't know that. Or the other way, oh, that's still on? I've had that happen. But the other way, I think, is more common. Or, oh, well, I didn't know that wasn't on. Or the more morbid one, you don't notice when somebody famous passes away. This is kind of like that. I don't know how many of you, though, even were aware of this. I tried to figure out a way to sample the audience on this, but I couldn't really figure it out without tainting the sample, because as soon as I tell you what it is, you know, I don't know how else I would do it. I wonder what percentage of the listening audience right now is familiar with the term buckyballs. Jason, do you have any familiarity with buckyballs? Does it ring a bell, but you're not sure what it was, right? Or is? That might be the case for a lot of people. Now, this is one of those things, if I describe it, probably Jason and you perhaps listening go, oh, yeah, those. They were this hot, hot item back in 2009. They hit the market and had sales of 2.5 million sets just like that. And then they were gone. What are they? They're the small magnetic, they're powerful magnetic balls and cubes. They were sold as an adult desk toy. I don't remember who, but I know that I was in somebody's office where they had a set of buckyballs. And it's just kind of, you know, it's one of those things that you have on your desk that you can kind of play with. They're powerful little magnetic balls. And, you know, again, you can do all different things with them. They're cubes, belts, just kind of a, and people usually take this the wrong way, an adult toy. In other words, not in this case, not intended for children. That phrase has developed another meaning. That's not what we mean here. Something that you're not supposed to have around kids. I'm going to be honest. I was completely unaware of what I'm about to share with you. Buckyballs is just one of those things that, one, I didn't know the name until I saw this story. And two, I didn't realize they were that hot. I remember seeing them, and I remember seeing them advertised. And then they were just gone. Why? Today's Wall Street Journal, Nancy Nord, former commissioner and acting chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The irrational federal war on buckyballs. This is Nanny Nation on steroids. Listen to this. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is a small federal agency with a large mission to protect the public from unreasonable risks of injury by thousands of consumer products. As a former CPSC chairman, I believe in regulations and rigorous industry standards. But there is a line between safety regulation and overreach. That line has been crossed in the government's action against buckyballs and their creator, Craig Zucker. Buckyballs are tiny, powerful magnetic balls and cubes that were sold as an adult desk toy. I have a set on my desk, she writes. They became wildly popular after coming to the market in 2009, sold more than 2.5 million sets until the CPSC banned future sales and through a recall request tried to force the product out of consumers' hands. Jason is now looking at them online. Why take a popular product that consumers obviously wanted? Why take it away? Young children were getting their hands on buckyballs and swallowing them. And teenagers were using them to simulate nose and lip piercings. I remember that. I didn't realize those were buckyballs. But I remember kids doing that. When powerful magnets are swallowed, they can come together internally to cause perforations in the intestine walls. These are serious injuries that often may require surgery. The CPSC sees countless reports of children choking on balloons, swallowing detergent pods, or being injured from riding adult-sized ATVs. We haven't banned these products. They come with warnings. Buckyballs were always marketed and sold for use by adults. Each set came with 5 conspicuous warnings to keep the product away from children. Moreover, Maxfield and Overton, the company headed by Mr. Zucker that manufactured buckyballs, led a public education campaign to tell consumers about the dangers of swallowing powerful magnets. These efforts and others were discussed with and encouraged by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. In July 2012, however, the CPSC abruptly changed course. Rather than work with Maxfield and Overton to address the issue of children being injured by an adult product, the agency demanded an immediate recall. When the company asked the agency to reconsider, the CPSC filed a lawsuit alleging that the product was defective because unintended users were misusing the product and suffering injuries. Instead of seeking an injunction against the sale of buckyballs while the agency pursued its case, which the law allows, the agency approached retailers with an informal request that buckyballs be removed from store shelves. On December 27, 2012, Maxfield and Overton filed a certificate of cancellation with the state of Delaware, and the company was dissolved. In just 5 months, the CPSC had effectively put Maxfield and Overton out of business without the company ever getting a chance to defend itself in court. Shortly after the company dissolved, CPSC lawyers named... Oh, we're not done yet, by the way. The Consumer Product Safety Commission named Mr. Zucker, a 34-year-old entrepreneur and one of the founders of the company, as a party to a lawsuit. The lawyers argued that he is personally liable for conducting a recall and refunding the purchase price of the recall product to consumers. The agency estimates the cost of such a recall to be as much as $57 million. Putting this guy to business was not enough for these bureaucratic pissants. That wasn't enough. No, now they've got to make him hurt and they've got to leave him without a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out. Only then will their mission be complete. Nord goes on. The legal theory for this move is known as the Responsible Corporate Officer Doctrine, which says corporate officers may be held criminally liable for law violations even absent knowledge of or participation in the illegal act. In other words, an officer of the company can be criminally liable if the company engages in illegal activity. But as Nord points out, Yet here we are not dealing with a criminal matter. We are dealing with a recall of a product that has not been proven to be defective, and even now is legal to sell. It has never been suggested that Mr. Zucker or Maxfield and Overton acted illegally, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission is acting as though they did. The argument also neatly ignores the Consumer Product Safety Act, which states that manufacturers, distributors, or retailers, not individual officers, are responsible for recalls, while the CPSA does impose criminal penalties on corporate officers and agents of a company who knowingly and willfully violate specified sections of the Act. Failing to undertake a recall is not one of those sections. Also troubling is that the agency's extraordinary decision to apply the responsible officer doctrine to Mr. Zucker was made by agency lawyers without a vote of the commissioners. The CPSC action to remove Buckyballs from the market raises serious questions about how the government acts to protect consumers. In its zeal to address a problem that it believes to be a serious safety concern, the CPSC seems to have adopted the philosophy that any action, no matter how heavy-handed, and how an outside established practice is warranted if it achieves the desired result. That is exactly what Obamacare is all about. Look, anything we do is justified. You want to talk about the end always justifying the means. No, we know what's best. That typifies Obamacare as it's been rolled out so far. Yeah, they can do whatever they want to achieve the desired result. She goes on, Mr. Zucker, ever the entrepreneur, is fighting back. Yesterday, he took unprecedented action by individually suing the Consumer Product Safety Commission. He filed a formal complaint in the hopes of receiving a declaratory judgment that the commission lacks jurisdiction over him in the proceeding and an injunction against the CPSC's exercise of jurisdiction. He also has a new line of magnetic, guess what he's called them? Guess what he's called the new line of magnetic balls? Liberty balls that are much larger than Bucky balls and do not present a swallow hazard for children. All the profits from their sale will go to finance his defense against the CPSC. She goes on, I hope he wins his suit. The Consumer Product Safety Commission actions in this case are detrimental to creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurship. But more troubling, they provide a powerful disincentive for companies to work cooperatively with government to advance safety. Again, Ms. Nord, former commissioner of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Yeah, back in October, it looks like Michelle Malkin, yeah, Reason.com had it. Do you understand what happened here? There was never any due process of any kind. A bunch of bureaucratic attorneys decided, yeah, I see the motto there, decided that these were dangerous. And they go after this guy. They want him to pay $57 million for a recall. The product is not defective. It's a product intended for adults to enjoy, not children. I mean, there are all sorts of things intended for adults that are dangerous if it falls into the hands of children. For crying out loud, alcohol. Now, if an individual isn't responsible with this type of thing and leaves it where a child can get it, you might be looking at negligence or neglect there. This is the nanny nation on steroids. I will say this. Liberty Balls does establish one thing. Mr. Zucker definitely has bigger balls than the CPSC. It's 9:21.
The Jerry Bader Show.